I was negative six in 1985. Alright, so DeChimp sent me a tweet and wants to know, how is Steven Jackson fitting into the offensive scheme? And can we expect to see a more balanced attack on Saturday? Well, I think Steven Jackson is doing everything that's asked of him. We only have two games of evidence, but in the locker room every week he says he wants to do what he can to benefit the team, and I think he's doing exactly that, whatever the coaches ask of him. And you also ask, can we expect to see a more balanced attack on Saturday? Well, I think when it comes to expectations, you have to throw them all out the window, because when it comes to the Patriots, you never know what to expect in the playoffs. They're notorious for bringing things we've never seen before, so expect the unexpected is my advice. Okay, at Pats Fan Kenneth says, Miranda, who do you think will be the Patriots' breakout performer in the playoffs? Go Pats and hashtag sweet talking. Well, I have a little bit of a unique answer because he's played plenty for the Patriots before, but I think Julian Edelman gets back into the swing of things this game, and he's going to be my breakout performer just because we haven't seen him for 7 weeks, so why not let him have at it? Justin and Rima say, good morning, Miranda. I think the key is winning the turnover battle and keeping Tom upright. What about you? Well, let's go ahead and get it out of the way. You always want Tom upright. If Tom is not upright, it's bad news for the Patriots. And in regards to the turnover battle, I 100% agree, because the Chiefs are second in the NFL only to the Panthers in turnover differential. They have 29 takeaways. Alex Smith has only thrown 7 interceptions, and he went 9 games without throwing any. So it's not often that you see Alex Smith making any mistakes, so the Patriots defense will have to be on their toes to try to put the pressure on Smith. That guy's having the time of his life.